WHBC, Garden City, New York.
This is Motormouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show. And now, here are your Motormouths, Chris Switzer and Ray Guarino.
Ray, where are you?
Ray,
where'd you go?
I'm over here.
What are you doing? What are you doing over there by the punch?
Trying to jack a bottle of champagne.
What are you doing? Spiking it? What are you
doing?
This is Motormouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show. Right here on Long Island, and we are broadcasting
from an undisclosed location. If you can find us, we'll pick up the tab. Or Chris will pick up the tab.
Yeah, right. What tab?
Because I have his wallet. He left it on the table before I picked it up.
You have my pants.
Well, you left them there, too. It's kind of a tradition.
And this is a tradition every Mother's Day. We do the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza. And we play the best bits of 2009 and 2010.
Yeah, our calendar year doesn't go, like everybody else's. January to December, we start kind of in the middle of the year.
Come on, it makes for good radio, I guess. I don't know.
It does.
So who are you sitting there talking with?
I got everybody here. You know what? I don't want to tip my hand because people will see who's here as the show progresses.
Right.
You know, we don't want to blow any secrets or anything, but I just want to say thanks to all the moms, and of course, you know, my past mom, who is my great inspiration in life, and my wife, who's a great mom. I want to say hi to her and happy Mother's Day to her as well.
That's right, and happy Mother's Day to my mom as well, because she made me what I am today.
Well, without them, we wouldn't be here.
And without the therapy, which helped.
Well, that's another story.
That's true.
That's the gift that keeps giving. It's ongoing, and boy, we got extra value cards this year.
I was going to say that, and alcohol is also the gift that keeps giving.
Hey, there's Al over there. Hey, Al.
Hey, alcohol. How are you? Mr. Cajal. So let's kick off this Motormouth Mother's Day extravaganza with Ray summing up who we are by the way the 8th anniversary cake was shaped. You remember this one?
Yeah, I do. That was back in January of 2010.
That's right. We even got a guest shot from
Tony Trinsella.
No, this is our own Robbie Leonard.
Oh, Robbie's on there. Okay.
Robbie's on there. Let's check it out here.
But yes, 8 years on the air, Motormouth Radio, and to the day. It is literally to the day. It's not to the, a Tuesday or a Thursday. It is to the... What are you doing?
I got to take something out of this bag.
What the heck? What are you...
Ooh, it smells so good. Look at this. Oh, I can't do that. I gotta
do this. What the hell is that?
You're gonna like this.
Ray has just pulled the tray out.
Rob is gonna like this.
Pull the tray out, and it's got tinfoil.
It's the official number 8 Motormouth Radio show and jamboree.
You gotta be kidding.
All inclusive. Dad, here he is. Celebratory cake.
I hope your wife made this.
Actually, my wife did make the cake. I did frost it, and I devised a way to make the holes.
Good. That's good.
And I asked her, I said, could you please not put it on tin foil this year? Because last year, you get the flash.
Right.
So I wanted a black background. I should have done a chocolate cake, but it's that lemon.
That is incredible. Lemon cake. That is incredible. Your wife, Linda, made a... Number 8.
I have forks. It's lemon with cream cheese frosting.
Wow.
So Rob is happy.
Look at Rob. He's all
happy.
We'll
have to get a picture with the two of us before we eviscerate it.
Before Rob.
Right. Sorry, Rob. I wanted to bake the cake this way with two other and a couple of cherries. I figured.
Yeah, it would look pretty obscene.
Well, because it would celebrate two boobs doing a show for 8 years, right? Don't you think?
Well, if you turn an 8 on its side, yeah.
I thought you might have agreed.
That is true.
And Linda fought me tooth and nail on that one. She said, no, you'd be two boobs on your own time. I said, yes, we will. it was a good cake.
It was. That we devoured. Well, of course, Rob devoured most of it as well.
Well, yeah, we had to fight him off.
Basically messing around for 8 years.
We're trained at doing that. We know how to do it now. But hey, Richie, get over here. I got a bit for you. This is
This features Rich Wisniewski, formerly of the Forum here at the radio station. But speaking of messing around, Ray's article on people with a predetermined career path take a turn for the bizarre.
You can listen how Rich Wisneski and myself take it right down the same path as well.
Listen, I don't remember it.
You don't remember this?
No, I don't.
It's amazing how what you do remember and what you don't remember, other than the fact that that was an eight-year cake and you thought it was
who
a seven-year...
You?
Here it is on the extravaganza. Check it out.
I read another article on this about a couple of years ago.
You're just a reading fool. You spend a lot of time in the bathroom.
I do read a lot. I do.
Yeah,
that's correct. When I drive, I do most of it. Yeah,
but that's good.
But no, there was a psychologist, I think, he did a piece. I'm not going to remember the details, but it was basically about having an inept, not an inept, that would be the people who don't do it well, and, you know, inbred. His theory was pretty much people are predisposed to what they're going to do in life or what they're going to be good at, even at an early age. And I found that to be true many times.
Really? Because I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
Well, no, I didn't say to know what you want to be. I didn't say that. They have a predisposition to doing certain things. Now, if you look back to you when you were a child, look at the picture on motormouthradio.com with you with the little car hanging over you in your hot little hands there.
Yeah.
You were playing with stuff like that at an early age. You still do. You still play with the little thing in your hand a lot. So, that notwithstanding, you like cars too. And you did then.
Yeah, but you don't have to, you know, spend too much time with small talk.
No, you don't. But that's the nuance. And, you know, you were a modeler. You were a...
I modeled my hands.
He did like to model.
Yeah. You know, and we all did that. We played, whether it's G.I. Joe's or...
I like to model G.I. Joe's.
Sure.
And you look good in that little uniform, too.
Well, you take the little screw out of their backs, and then you can mix and match their uniforms.
Screw G.I. Joe in the back? What the hell is with this? Go back to your show. I see what it is. Look at this. I got it right here, folks.
Damn band bleepers. We'll get back to this.
Let's do that.
We're going to get back to
this. Oh, those softies.
All right. Screw in the back of G.I. Joe.
Oh. Ouch. A bayonet in the bum.
It still hurts.
Painted a really good picture of me there.
That's what we're here for.
This is the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza 2009-2010. The best bits of those 2 years. It's amazing how we've lasted this long without anybody tossing us out of here or making this some obscure pet show.
Well, yeah, I just see the ELTC guys walked in, and Robbie Robin and Scotty B and then and all the boys are here. So they're just in time to hear their clip.
So, right.
So pull up a beer, guys.
Yeah, it's bad enough we were playing with dolls back there on that last clip or other dolls for that matter. But it gets much worse when a whole bunch of guys get together in a room. And here's how Mikey from Exceeding Limits Truck Club explains how he caught fire.
You find that funny, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Put yourself out. You're smoldering.
Let's see if we can get this to work here. Getting the right one here would be a good idea.
Engineering is always a peak when you're off site.
Anytime you set yourself on fire?
Well, it wasn't indirectly.
Oh.
This is going to be good.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You got our attention.
This goes back a couple of years when I was body driving my truck. We shared a shop behind Zorn's. Me, Robbie, Charlie, and Scotty. We had a shop back there. They're actually really nice back there. They got two bays and a door. Mm. So there's plenty of room. So one of our buddy Charlie was a fireman, and most firemen like setting fires and putting them out.
Yeah.
So he's chasing me around with a can of starter fluid and a lighter. But he doesn't set me on fire with that.
No.
He just happens to... spray the starter fluid down the floor and up my leg before I caught him.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, I'm like, oh, so I chew him off and I go back to welding.
Oh.
So I'm welding.
This is collateral damage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This was dividends later.
Yeah.
I'm welding the body back together and my leg feels warm.
Mm-hmm.
And I look down and my whole leg is just engulfed in flames.
And you knew you weren't a stuntman on a movie set, so there was trouble.
Yes. Luckily, it was the winter, and there was snow on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And I took a dive in the snow.
Right. Always good to have a snowbank on hand.
Always, yeah.
It saved me a few times.
Welding in the middle of January is probably a lot better. I actually welded in the middle of July, and it was just wearing all that
all the clothes and the helmet and everything, and I just fogged up the glass all the time, so I couldn't see what I was welding. But then again, it doesn't really matter because I weld badly.
I know, because the picture of you in the Speedo welding, you learned after that that you had to wear some extra protective clothing. So I'm glad to see you took your own advice.
That's pretty embarrassing. But getting set on fire is also embarrassing, but this has got to be much worse. Here's Pat Seppi and Johnny Sevens from Dial Transmission. They're describing how one of Dial's employees went about losing a bet. And let's see if we can get this to actually play. Right here on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Check it out.
You're going to tell us a funny story.
Yeah, we had this one guy, and he was kind of in between like Bowser, you know,
or
Didi Ramone, like that kind of looking guy, you know, a million tattoos.
Real thin, pale skin, black hair.
Right, hair slicked back, you know.
Okay.
If you gave him like shift kit instructions, like he wouldn't be able to like read and figure it out. But if you gave him nut and bolt, he'd fix anything, you know, just a really good wrench.
Right.
So, he gets married and he starts putting on some weight. And, I said, Mike, man, you're putting on some weight. He goes, I'll lose 20 pounds in 2 months. I'm like, there's no way. He goes, I'll bet you.
Wow.
I said, okay, fine, we'll bet. He goes, how much? I said, nah, money's too easy. I'll tell you what. I said, the loser, you have to put on a pair of Speedos, cowboy boots, and a bow tie, and you've got to jog at 5 o'clock at rush hour from Dial down to La Piazza. It's about 250 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to cross, and you got to kind of run back and then run over.
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, I'm not, no problem. After about a month, you can see Mike was no way he was going to win this bet. He was eating more, you know. And it's getting closer and closer. He goes, hey, man, I can really do this. I go, yeah, listen, you know, guys, you know, you lose a bet, you lose a bet.
Right.
So the day comes, and he's in the locker room, and, of course, we call everybody.
Yeah.
You know? Video cameras, yeah. Guys that we know, you
the
know.
News, right.
And,
his mother was even
His
in.
Mother came down. His sister came down. And he's in the locker room, and the guy had cowboy boots on, a Speedo, a bow tie, and, you know, like I said, hinges for tattoos, you know, like I fell asleep on a comic book. And he's chugging Heineken's.
Oh, we're getting ready.
He's getting ready. He's getting ready. Beautiful day, like in the middle of summer. Sure enough, like to his credit, not that he had a choice.
Right.
Here goes Mike out there jogging down Merrick Road, crossing the street. People.
No, he didn't cross the street.
Oh, he came back.
No, he came back.
Yeah, he wouldn't cross the street, right?
Yeah, but a little embarrassing if the ambulance had to come get him, you know, to explain why he was in that condition.
But the women were going by beeping the horns at him. A couple came in wanting his phone number. It was pretty cool.
Nice.
Incredible.
That just goes to show you, Pat knows how to work his employees, how to get the most out of them. And I gotta say, guys know that. You know, when you get lemonade, what do? You bake, get lemons, you make lemonade.
I love the incentive. It's just
either that or we kill you.
This is the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza right here, playing the bits from 2009, 2010 for you on Mother's Day. And the reason why we do this is because we can never get a guest on Mother's Day. Because everybody's always with their mom.
That's true. We started a fine tradition.
Exactly.
And now we have to try and find a, you know, scurry around from undisclosed location to undisclosed location.
Because people keep throwing us out.
Drinking in the middle of the day.
Especially on Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you getting drunk on Mother's Day? They always ask us. But anyway, talk about embarrassing yourself. You know, running around in a Speedo is one thing. But embarrassing yourself in front of hundreds, even thousands of people is a completely different matter. And here's 24 Hours of Lemons founder, Jay Lamb, explaining how he penalizes his drivers that break the rules.
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid to enter that competition.
It's so funny because I can't listen to this bit without laughing. Yeah. Every time I hear it, and here it is on the Extravaganza. Yeah.
I can't take credit for that. We've got these two brilliant penalty judges, Phil Graydon and Merle Martin, Phil Graydon and Johnny Lieber, but Phil Graydon, a.k.a. Merle Martin. Phil writes for Jalopnik, Johnny writes for Autoblog, and they come out to every one of these races, and they put on their wigs and their robes,
right?
And they penalize guys, and they've come up with all that fantastic stuff. They were the guys. I had the idea when two guys got into each other, when there was contact, you bring the drivers in, you tape them together at the knee, and you make them do a three-legged race around the pit. They were the ones who said, well, yeah, that's funny, you know, but it's not as funny as saying to them, hey, do a three-legged race around the pits and get us hot dogs on the way back.
Yes,
so,
yes.
You know, they put that extra twist on it. So I got to give credit to those guys.
But any penalties that stand out over the years?
Well, God, I don't even know where to start. I mean, certainly one of my favorites is still the Colonel Sanders penalty.
Oh, I'm afraid to ask.
Where you come in, and we take you out of the car, we pour Karo syrup all over you, and then we hit you with an open down pillow.
Whoa.
So it covers you with feathers.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. We do...
Boy, does DICE safety equipment pick up, do they clean those suits after they've been fed?
Nomex is washable, yeah. Nomex
okay.
is washable.
Yeah, that's
good. We learned after the first couple of times, we learned that you've got to actually put some duct tape over the guy's visor or else he won't be able to see, for the rest of the race. So
it has glue on the visor now when you take the duct tape off.
No, he didn't say exactly. Take the duct tape off.
We've got...
Put a couple eye holes in it.
We've got one that I also particularly like called the Habitat for Dog Manatee. We have a big dog house. Uh-huh. And if you screw up on the track, you got to come in, and for 30 minutes, you have to literally sit in the doghouse.
Oh, it must be nice and cool in there.
That one's pretty good. We got a couple of new ones. We've got the Marcel Marceau penalty, where you have to come in, you have to put on one of those stripy Frenchman jerseys and a beret, face paint, and mime your crime. You have to, express what you did wrong in mime.
Oh, that's great. Since you're doing a French mime, do you have to surrender at the end?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, good.
And that one, actually, we have one where when we get French cars, which isn't very often, we will sometimes make them go backward through the pits.
They run better that way.
Mime, the German tanks coming after.
And they probably pick up speed. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. As long as they don't run over anything.
Right. Well, what are they going to hurt? They weigh about, 2,000 pounds. It's right. No big deal. Oh, no big deal indeed.
That was Jay Lamb with one of the funniest bits, I think, we've heard all year here at the Motor Mouth Mother's Day Extravaganza.
Yeah, if you can get to a 24-hour lemons race, I highly recommend it.
Certainly, and your sides definitely won't survive. That's for sure. They'll be split.
Listen, now that the pitcher of margaritas got here, let me pitch the next segment here. We're
going
to take a break, all right?
Okay.
When we come back, if we can survive this pitcher of margaritas, we'll be hearing from a couple of firsts. From Dina and Drew Parisi from Parisi Racing on Dina's first racing malfunction.
Ooh.
One of Motormouth Radio's favorite callers, Lorraine, on her first repair on her new Model A pickup truck.
Right.
And Brian Higgins from SK Speed on his first transmission repair that nobody knew about but him.
Son of a gun, it's the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza right here.
We'll be back with answers to your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440. Oh, I should have said more than that thing.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
You have a short in your horn.
Motormouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
1033, home invasion, 3 detained.
Description.
Mouse, female, spreading disease, contaminating food.
Copy that.
Termite, male, property damage.
Go ahead.
Stinging insect, male, triggered allergic reaction, major health risk.
Pests like mice, cockroaches, termites, and stinging insects pose real health and property risks. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. That's PEST world.org.
A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Your car not running right? Let the Motor Mouse help you out at 516-572-7440.
All righty. Welcome back to the Motormouth Mother's Day Extravaganza, the best bits of 2009-2010. That's Ray Guarino.
Hey, don't bogart those margaritas, my friend. Pass them over to me.
I like the little floral arrangement you made on them. Very nice.
You like that, huh?
I like the snow is like a little snow cap on a mountain.
That's not snow. I think Uncle Mel dropped something when he walked by, and I picked it up. I don't know what it was. We're gonna send it out for forensic testing, all right?
I think we better.
Hey, it's a party. Why not?
Yeah. Speaking of having fun, it's always fun to have Dina and Drew and, of course, Charlie from Parisi Racing in the studio. And like we found out in racing, sometimes things go wrong. Here's what goes through the mind of a drag racer at exactly that moment.
Yeah. That little tightening.
It's a fraction of a second.
It certainly is.
Here we go.
Between puking and not puking. Check it out here on the Extravaganza.
We had a couple of crazy issues.
Like what?
Well, the master cylinder plug, that was fun.
The master cylinder plug?
Yes, came out on launch. The cap came out.
Oh, the cap?
The cap came off.
Really? And talking about brake fluid all over the place.
Right.
Brake cleaner to clean the spill. Yeah.
The cap came off on launch.
Wow.
And spit me hard left.
How was re-entry?
Not fun.
I can just see her on the helmet speaking now. Houston, I think we have a problem.
Yeah.
Well, the car's doing donuts.
Well, it spit me hard left between the tree and the 60-foot box.
That's not an oak she's talking about.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I just, obviously, all I saw was the wall. And then I saw the other wall.
And you weren't at,
and then I saw the other
you weren't at the Pink Floyd Laser Light Show either.
No. Yeah. And Andrew had already done his run. So he was, you know, over a quarter of a mile away. And it was a really sunny day. And he said, all I could see was the top of the car going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Like a pong game.
So I was sitting at the top end, and I'm just looking, and I'm waiting and waiting. And I hear it go up, and all of a sudden I hear, blah! And I don't see it, and all I see is a reflection of the glass.
Wow.
Left, right, left, right, and I'm like, uh-oh.
I know you don't have a chance to do anything in those seconds, but what goes through your head?
Yeah.
Well, for me sitting down there, the only thing I started thinking, do I stop running?
Right, right.
But
right.
I'm in a 25-foot, you know, I'm...
In a fire suit.
Yeah, he's in 25 pounds worth of clothing.
And I'm going, all right, and I see the ambulance run, so now I'm thinking, there's nothing I can do. By the time I get there, it'll be done, you know.
So. You got to get there, though. I mean, you got to.
So, well, I started going down, and then I saw the ambulance come. I waited a little bit, and then everything was fine, and then I saw them pulling the car down.
Did you ever think about getting back in the car and firing it up? And you run back up.
Tempted, you know,
get back there quick.
So the car didn't hit anything.
No, I didn't even hit any of the timing boxes. Nothing.
Amazing. What goes through the mind of a drag racer
well,
at that very moment?
It's good to see Drew Dean in the back over there, and our glasses are up to you because they're forming a great dynasty on the East Coast here for racing in the Pro Mod class.
And especially since Dino won everything.
Yeah, this past weekend. Yeah, they did great. So they're off to a great start.
And has made influential woman of the month.
Yes, that's right. They're bottom 110%.
Exactly. It's amazing that they ended up on our show.
Yeah.
And it didn't involve an ambulance. This is the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day extravaganza. The best bits
of an ambulance. Who we got next?
Yeah. Every time we need an ambulance, every time we get this person on the phone, because you're never at a loss for words. One of Motormouth Radio's callers, Lorraine, describes what she's done to her Model A pickup truck for the first time and what she'll be doing after.
And look, she just passed a plate of what is that, prosciutto and sausage and peppers up here. Thanks, Lorraine. We're going to be about 15 pounds fatter when we leave here.
Oh, certainly. And that's not in our head.
Oh, no, that's
more lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Let's go to the phones. How are you on with the Motormouths?
Hey, guess what? It's Lorraine.
Hello, Lorraine. I knew it was going to be Lorraine. I just sensed it.
You are never going to believe what I just did.
What?
I changed my own carburetor.
Oh, you did not.
I did.
Really?
I did.
You did. How did you do that? Well, wait,
the Solex or the Bendix?
I did the I took the Zenith off of the Model A pickup, and I put the Tillotson back on. We've decided that the Zenith is faulty, and we gave it back. We're giving it back to the guy who rebuilt it, and we're sticking with the Tillotson for now. And we'll see if we get the Zenith back if it's any better. I did it myself. I unhooked everything. I cleaned my gas bowl.
Right.
I disconnected the whole nine yards, the choke, and the... I'm very excited.
Nice.
You know? Wow. I am so proud of you, Lorraine.
I can't wait to go to a car show with you guys so you can see my car, and I'll show you all the stuff I did. And
cool.
I can't wait.
We definitely want to check out your carburetor.
I know. I mean, really. It's
yes.
It's so gorgeous. I'm serious.
You are like a proud mama.
Now I'm taking it on a run to see if the mixture's good because I was playing. We played with the mixture and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to the dump with my pickup and I have a load of garbage. Oh, pardon me. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Have a bed load of garbage.
There we go. We just hit the dump button.
Have a bed load of garbage, as it were. Yeah.
All right.
And I'm going to take my dump. I'm going to take a dump. I'm going to the dump to take all my stuff from my garage. So after I did that, I cleaned the garage out a little bit.
I see that buying a truck has made you a real potty mouth lately. You really fell into the truck owner's lament there, I say. You. Next thing you'll be chewing a cigar and have a little cabbie hat on. You'll be, hey, come over here.
Oh, yes. If you go on my Facebook page, you'll see me smoking a cigar. It's so funny that you say with all my Model A friends. We're standing outside the Model A's all smoking cigars.
You have transformed yourself once again.
One would think I wasn't married to Gary, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, I know. Yeah.
He's so proper.
I gotta check my pants, make sure what's in there. I didn't say anything bad. You'd think what you want.
No, that was okay.
No, that was fine.
That was good. All right.
I'm going off the radio now.
Go to the dump. And Lorraine's been turning heads ever since with that truck.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Really? Yeah. I saw pictures of it, and it looks great from the pictures.
Fantastic.
I wonder how the carburetor turned out.
Well, she's been driving it, so I guess it's Lorraine. How's it running?
Yeah.
Good, good. Okay, we'll talk to you later.
I wonder if you made it to the dump with all that stuff.
Right.
With that load of stuff. Well, you know, since Lorraine announced her first carb install to the world by calling us, let's hear about another first done with a little more discretion.
Yeah, a lot more.
Here's Brian Higgins from SNK Speed, along with the Motormouth Radio's perennial producer, Dennis Quintoni, from Performance Services in West Hempstead. They're describing how Brian helped his dad out a little bit, which I found was just extraordinary.
Every time you tried helping your dad out, you got smacked. So...
because I wasn't as smooth as Brian was.
Brian opened the speed shop, see? Did the right thing.
And now I got a radio show. Right. Brian opened the speed shop, and I got to work with you.
Brian makes money at the speed shop. Yeah? What's your retort?
Well, let's hear how it first sounded.
I have a radio show.
You're right. Yeah, that and $2 get us on a train.
Right.
Here's how it sounded on the Motormouth Mother's Day extravaganza. Check it out.
You want to know why? You want to know the story?
Yeah,
have you got time?
We have time. Yeah.
I don't want to short Dennis here.
We've got time.
The thing started with my father's car. I repaired his car one time when he worked in public over here in Long Island, and his car was broken, and I fixed it when I was 13 years old.
Well, yeah, I want to stop that story, if you don't mind. He told me this story. Now, he wasn't a car guy. He was 13 years old.
Okay.
His father had a problem. Well, obviously, it's best told by Brian. So, Brian, it started from there.
I was born in Manhattan. We moved out here because my father got a job at Republic during the war, you know, back in the 40s. So we moved out here in 43 or 44. And he had an old Plymouth that he drove to work. And he couldn't get to work one day. The car used to stick in gear. He'd get stuck in second gear, and he couldn't drive to Republic from Belmore. So he left for work, and I was looking at it. It was a warm day. I got out my wrenches, his wrenches, old knuckle busters, and, you know, strip screwdrivers and stuff like that. And I took the transmission out of the car, took the side cover off.
At 13.
I was 13. So my mother didn't know what I was doing. She looked out the door, and she said, what are you doing? I said, oh, nothing, mother. You know? Yeah. And I took a screwdriver and shoved the synchro key back into the hub where it belonged because it had popped out. And it worked. I put it back in the car. When he came home, he had no idea I had repaired it. And the next day he went to work. Nobody said anything. And he drove it to work. You know, he went to start it again, and it works. He said, oh, good. And for 3 days, we never told him what happened. And finally, he realized what had taken place.
And a career was launched.
Totally. What was your first job? Do you remember your...
That worked. I did a lot of stuff in the beginning. I took everything apart. I've always been the kind of guy to take things apart.
Yeah.
And later on, I learned how to put them together.
Last week.
Well, sometimes. Some of the stuff is still apart on the bay.
This is the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day extravaganza.
And how is the Corvette? Well, we're talking about things that are apart, but not back together.
Hey, you know something? I found the instrument light bulbs that I was going to order away to Corvette Central. I found them in Home Depot.
Really?
I'm amazed.
Wow.
Totally amazed.
Cool.
But anyway, little small steps, big strides. You know how it is in this business. But this is, speaking of small steps and big strides, this is the Motormouth Mother's Day extravaganza. The best bits of 2009 and 2010 just for you here on Mother's Day.
Yeah, this one goes back, Chris, to August 09. We had the great pleasure of having Tom Cotter, noted author of Henny in the Barn, Cobra in the Barn, in the studio with us, which we don't always get that opportunity from these guys, but he was in town, and he decided he needed a little... he had a little masochistic strike going that week. We decided to sit in and see if he could, you know, be tortured a little.
Let's check it out right here on the extravaganza.
Well, the Shelby, I knew about that car. Lots of people knew about it. Lots of people knew about it.
Oh, okay.
Some people had seen it, but not many. But everybody knew that, Bob has this old Shelby. And he owned a little luncheonette in Lincoln, North Carolina.
Great story.
You know, just a little luncheonette. And people would go in there, hey, I heard you got a Shelby. I'll offer you $10,000 for it, or I'll offer you $12,000 for it. And no, I'm not interested. You know, well, I'd go in there and order pancakes. And I'd go in there and order cheeseburgers. And, you know, and then I'd bring them a magazine. Hey, because I knew we liked old Fords. And then when I came out with the Holman and Moody book, I said, Bob, I got something special for you. And it's like, wow, man, lunch is on me today. You know, and he's flipping through this thing. He was loving it because he used to buy parts from Holman and Moody when he raced a Mustang back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, after lunch, want to go take a look at that Shelby? Wow.
Oh, right. Boy.
So, yeah, I had nothing better to do. Sure.
Exactly.
And then,
I have nothing better to do now.
And then, he just lived a few blocks away, and there it was. And I said, do you want to sell it? He said, well, no, not really. I just had a guy get it running again. It hasn't been running so many years. He had to change the gas tank because it rusted out and the fuel lines are clean. But you know what? So many guys have made me offers, you know, and I know they're lowball offers. Take a look at it. So he started it up. It's got the original muffler on it. It's got a hole in it. But, I mean, I'm talking original heater hoses, original air in the tires.
Wow.
So he said, make me an offer. So I said, $65,000. He said, "He said you just bought yourself a car."
Yeah. You did the smart thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I mean, I offered a fair market value.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So within 24 hours, I get a phone call from this guy, and I know exactly who he is. His name is Andy Killian. He lives in Hickory. I heard you bought a car. He didn't even identify who he was. I knew it. I heard you bought a car. I've been trying to buy it for 20 years. What'd you do? Well, I ordered pancakes, I ordered a cheeseburger. And
I brought him a book.
And I made him a fair offer.
That's all you got
to
do.
That is. All you have to do is just make a nice fair offer. So, speaking of fair offer.
Yeah, we need a break. Because now the sangria just made it over. So, we got to... I like that piece. I want that apple that's in there.
I was wondering why you were wearing a Carmen Miranda hat there.
Yeah, the sombrero, did that tip it off? Anyway, when we come back, we'll be indulging in some automotive advice techniques from someone who actually did it for a living. Joey D, you know that's you. Woo! I see him back there with the ponytail. Confessions of a General Lee Charger owner.
Mm,
you know who that is.
You do.
And some creative ways to use a Motormouth Radio t-shirt. And I think we'll just sprinkle in a few other little bits just for general purpose. How about wheels flying off?
Yeah.
And how about nose hair?
Nose hair is always
right,
good.
We'll talk about nose hair.
Always good on a Mother's Day to talk about nose hair. She's always telling me to get mine trimmed. Right here on the Extravaganza, the best bits of 2009-2010 on Motormouth Radio.
The Motormouths will be right back with your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7444.
Time in American history.
So it never repeats itself.
My family was ravaged.
Thousands and thousands died.
And then one day,
there was hope.
Before vaccines, there were few ways to help protect against deadly illnesses.
I never want my grandchildren to see what I saw.
Remember, vaccinate.
A public health message from the American Academy of Pediatrics with support provided by Sanofi Pasteur. Visit protecttomorrow.org.
Got a car question? Give the Motor Mouse a call at 516-572-7440.
All right. We really can't call
now
because the phone line is tied up.
We're nowhere near it. Call all you want. No one's going to answer. We're not there. We're going home.
Yeah, we're in an undisclosed bunker somewhere in...
It's a traveling Winnebago on Route 66.
How do we get all these people in that Winnebago? Is
beyond. Oh, we could fit a few more in here. I've seen your parties.
It's the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza, the best bits of 2009-2010 just for you here on this Mother's Day, because we can never get a guest. We decide to make the best of it.
Yeah, and speaking of parties.
You know, here at Motormouth Radio, we love to give automotive advice on the air.
Sometimes good.
Right. Sometimes we actually...
We're right sometimes.
Sometimes. But here's Joey D, formerly of Standard Motor Products, talking about how he gave auto repair advice to professionals. He's actually talking to another one of our...
He's talking to Mike Landry, who's on the phone.
Right. The attack mechanic is on the phone, and Joe is talking to him. And check it
out. It's the only time Mike listened. He'll listen to us.
It's the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Check it out.
Yeah. On the other hand, you know, some of these guys are pretty smart that I talk to, but they can't be bothered with trying to figure something out. Whether they don't have somebody who's actually hands-on like you that's going to work something out, or if they're going to, they just have 17 oil changes and inspections and brake jobs, and they can't figure out, they can't be bothered with this no start or this hesitation.
Right.
So they just want to know. Real quick, I just wanted to say that one of the things that used to happen a lot was I get some of these guys, they call up and go, I got this Pontiac, it stalls on Tuesdays, and what's wrong with it? I'm like, okay, what have you checked? And nothing. Okay.
Please fix it for me.
Do you have a scan tool that works on this? No, I don't. Okay. You know what? What color is it?
What?
What color is it? Blue. Okay. That one needs an ignition module. If you would have said red, it would have been a fuel pump. All right. So if you're not going to check, that's the way we're going to do it. All right. So, sometimes we would make it the Tuesday special. You know, we have an overrun of production on PCV valves. You know, that's what we're breaking this week, okay?
Wow, wow.
But you see, Mike, not everybody's like you.
And I should clarify, he's not formerly of Standard.
He's still there.
He's still there. He's still working.
A different job. And right. Joe's got a way with words. That's why we love him.
He has a way of explaining things that we're all able to understand.
He knows how to talk to all the Jadrules on the phone.
He's like Mama Gump. It's the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Really playing those bits. Just making a mess of things here at the underground bunker where the people are.
That's right, but another one of our favorite Joes, Joe Oldham.
Yeah.
Tells he picks up this next bit, right?
Oh, yeah, sure does. Sure does. And, you know, since Joe D spent most of his time trying not to lose it on the phone, here's another Joe writer, Joe Oldham, who definitely went and lost it and lived to tell and eventually lived to write about it.
As he does so well.
Yeah, amazing thing. Right here on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Mm-hmm.
That's why I was able to write an article like, I don't know if you guys remember it in the book, but the 71 AMC Javelin AMX.
The picture with the wheel light off was the best picture in the book.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, the wheel ripped off the car and left the guy who was driving that time at an intersection with no right rear wheel on.
Incredible.
Just sheared the whole drum and everything off. And you saw it in the book. We took a picture. You know, we had it towed back eventually and repaired before we returned it. But we told the readers what happened.
Yeah, another great picture in the book is someone's prying the grill off the front of that car as well.
Here's a brand new car with, you know, 500 or 600 miles on it, and the grill is falling off, held on by one bolt.
That
was one of the problems of American Motors at the time, was quality control.
Mm-hmm.
And when we told the readers what had happened to the car, of course, I'm sure they liked it because they were being told the truth.
Right.
But the president of American Motors didn't care for it. And the day the magazine came out, you know, he called our office quite irate.
Really?
And I think back to that day and that phone call, and here was the guy, the head of a major corporation at the time, American Motors, and he takes the time to, you know, call a writer at a magazine because he didn't like the article that was published.
Yeah, newsstand magazine.
Instead of tending to his own business,
right,
and tackling the quality control issues.
Yeah, good point.
Or the dealer problems or whatever. And, of course, eventually American Motors went under.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that guy, Gerald C. Myers, is a professor of business now at the University of Michigan.
Wow.
So I guess if you fail in business, that gives you the right to teach.
There you go.
Right. Those who can't do, teach.
That's right. Teach. Exactly. That old saying.
Joe always has his finger on the pulse.
Sure does. And those who can't teach have a radio show.
Yeah. If they failed everything else.
Right. What? They failed at everything else and have a radio show. And then if they really fail, then they talk about cars.
So look, I got a vision of Catherine Bach in my head.
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe this next bit is right. Billy, what do you think?
Is it because the food arrived?
And of course, the food catered by the Eastport Deli today. So that was, maybe that helped me out, yeah.
You know, you have to be a special breed to put together an exact replica of a General Lee, just like Billy did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's for the General Lee, actually, from the Dukes of Hazzard television show. But our own Billy Wondolowski from Eastport Plaza Deli can attest, sometimes you really have to think fast. And here he is.
Really married.
And talking to the kids, here's how it sounded right here on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
I want to ask you how much you've invested in the hobby, because we don't have that kind of...
Well, because if my wife hears this...
No. Never talk numbers.
Exactly. She'll bury me under the boar's nest.
You're talking to two Italians. You never talk numbers.
Exactly.
But what I am curious about is how much has your wife spent in therapy for you?
Well, she's Italian, so it's all...
She throws things.
It's rolling pin therapy.
You're right.
Yeah, exactly. She comes sporting a rolling pin, so she's old school.
A little copper pool on top of their head.
That's right, you know.
Oh,
so she's just looking
that
for a reason, so we're not going to give her that. So
no,
she's really come around with this thing. Like I said, that Not that, that she hated it, but she, you know, well, it almost seemed like she was against anything that I stood for.
Wasn't
that
it
I
in her purview of interest?
Yes.
I'm sure, right?
So, but one of the turning points for her was we did the West Hampton Beach St. Patrick's Day parade a couple of years ago,
right?
And I took my 5-year-old nephew. He was in the back, my wife was in the front. We were driving, and we were waving everybody, and it was great for my nephew because he's 5,
oh,
and he
yeah.
was like a movie star for all of his friends.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you don't have to be 5'7". You don't have to know what the car is. You're just in this big orange car that looks kind of cool. Looks like a race car, and he's
right.
waving everybody, and it's got this crazy horn on it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and the funny thing was where you know people are screaming, "Hey Bo Duke, you know, hey this," and you know, "Hey Daisy Duke," you know. So I mean, it was kind of funny. It was
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
And then you know it's the St. Patty's Day parade, so there's some elbow bending, there's some, you know,
a little bit
inebriation, you know, so and we encourage that,
yeah, always.
But you know, some guy screams, "Hey Daisy Duke, show us your," you know.
Uh-huh,
so my
uh-huh.
nephew goes, "What did he say?" Mm. I said, "No, he said he likes the olives without the pits." So my nephew goes, "Yeah, me too," you know. So
very
I said,
good.
"Just wave to everybody,
yeah.
Michael, just wave." And he had a great time, and you know, that my wife really came around, and she goes, "That was a lot of fun." And I
nice.
Said, "You see, this is, you know, and it's good, it's good and bad, you know, when you have this car, because there's no discreet driving."
No, you can't ever go out anywhere undercover.
Right. No.
Don't rob a bank with it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I thought about it, you know, but, you know, there's no discreet driving, so when times, like I said, it's a big block car and you want to beat on it, you want to do a burn.
Yeah,
you know,
oh, yeah.
Fun. You know, it's not like you could say it wasn't me, you know, because
no. It was that dark sedan.
No,
yeah.
It was a 4-door sedan.
We go the other way. We buy the dark 4-door sedans.
Yeah, it seems that you have your dark 4-door sedan already played out on the
yeah.
road.
We're chasing Bill around the East End out there.
Falling into the ponds and everything.
I'm walking around the jump. I'll get it down. Give me another couple weeks.
You know, it's funny because being creative, like we're doing right now, always makes for a good story. And here's one of Motormouth Radio's most creative callers. Rob.
That's Pirate Paul's brother, Rob.
Rob Netzel, with some uses for his Motormouth Radio t-shirt. You know, we've always encouraged that.
Yeah. And I see Rob brought the Model A into the bar today. I see him in the back trying to squeeze it through the door.
That's what that
Very
smell
good.
Was.
Yeah.
I was wondering what
back
that
it
was.
Out there. Back it out, Paul. Come on, Rob. Back it out.
Here it is on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day extravaganza, right?
It was all over the windshield, the front of the car. It was everywhere, right?
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm telling you.
Leaves a nice shine when you wipe it down, right?
Yeah, so I went and I took the water that I had and I put it over the windshield to get it off the windshield.
Right.
And she's like, "Well, how are we going to go see, Daddy?" I was like, "Well, watch this." They hand me that shirt that's on the seat. She's like, "But that's a Motormouth Radio t-shirt." I said, "Exactly." And I wiped down the car with the thing. And she's like, "Are you sure that's right?" I was like, "She's 9 years old. Are you sure that's right?" "That's very right, honey."
Well, Rob, that was, I got to tell you something.
I'm telling you.
That was the original intent when Chris had put a picture up of our shirt a couple of years ago. Said, "Let's get a picture and see how dirty you can get this shirt."
Mm-hmm.
So now we need a picture of the dirty shirt.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the car was relatively clean, so it didn't get dirty. But I really can't take a good picture of, you know, what glycol feels like when you put it back on.
No, you can't.
No,
how about,
can't.
I got a better idea, Rob. Why don't you take a picture of you wiping down the windshield with the shirt?
Hey, that's an idea.
That will go on the site.
Yeah, that will definitely go on the site.
Make sure you can see the logo.
Right.
Yeah, you have the logo.
Product placement is everything.
Always.
You know, it's like, you know, when Mikey's having his cereal, the logo on a box is always out toward the camera.
You betcha.
Absolutely.
And I love the interplay between you and your daughter. What shall we do, Daddy? I will fix this, honey, with this Motormouth Radio t-shirt.
Exactly.
I like that. That was good.
If that didn't reek of advertisement, I don't know what did.
I can picture you in the tights with the big MM on your shirt and the cape.
Handlebar mustache.
Handlebar mustache.
Like Snidely Whiplash.
Yeah.
What will Rob do next?
We don't know. It's Rob.
Oh, no. Dad, stop the saw blade, please.
You must pay the rent.
I can't pay the rent.
Tell you, though, she was impressed because in her eyes, Daddy can do no wrong.
With a Motormouth Radio t-shirt.
With a Motormouth Radio t-shirt. So it saved the day.
I love it.
Oh, you know, can we? I was hoping we could get a job writing cartoons, maybe, but it hasn't worked.
I kind of consider that shameless self-promotion, just like Gerard from Rolling Thunder always says.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know where that website is, Ray. Please tell us.
I'll tell you, Chris.
You know, speaking of the website, you know, we always had a pet peeve about how a Motormouth Radio t-shirt should be treated. And our idea is to get it as dirty as possible, obviously, like we talked about.
And also to send a picture of it to motormouthradio@ncc.edu so you can...
we can take it and post it up on the website.
Pick and choose as you feel. But you can put it on the site.
Motormouthradio.com.
Right. So here's my co-host.
Who?
Starting with a brake job.
Ooh.
And ending with another pet peeve that defines description.
All right, let's see. What did I do now? Because I obviously don't remember from October 2009.
It's so funny because it cracks me up. This is one of those that just keeps cracking me up
okay.
every time I hear it. Let's check it out here on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
Slave cylinder is mounted on the firewall next to the brake master cylinder.
Correct.
Typically. In
the
Triumph, it's mounted down on the transmission.
Right.
Ask me how I know.
How do you know?
Because I changed chips on his Spitfire.
Oh, boy.
Oy.
Wow.
There's less room in that tranny tunnel than...
Yeah, I believe it.
Then you have nose hairs.
You can see my nose hairs from where you're standing?
No, that's why I said there's less room than that because
okay.
it was very tight. Because
I used that little buzzer.
I do too, and it doesn't work. Let me tell you something. You want to divert for a minute? That is
Let's talk about nose hair, right?
That is the biggest pain in the ass. The worst thing in the world to me is an errant nose hair. I can't stand them because they always seem to poke you, and you move them around. You can't get it out of the way.
No.
You use that stupid buzzer. It doesn't work.
Right.
You stick the scissors in, you quarter eye, you jam yourself through it. You make a new piercing hole. I tell you something, if they ever make a product that really, really works...
For nose hair.
I will buy it. I'm going to buy a flame... I was going to take my cigar lighter and just light it up my nostril. Now, I noticed Honda John, good friend Honda John, he has another way of dealing with nose hair.
Tell us!
He lets his grow long and they come outside the nose. And you know like when you grow a beard
what?
Or something and the beard gets short, it starts to itch.
Yes.
And it annoys everybody you kiss or rub against.
Right.
But when the beard is in for a while... Like Rob Leonard looks all the time.
Of course.
And the hair is long, it gets soft. So
right.
with John, as the hair grows out of the nose, it's long enough where it doesn't poke. It just lays there. And I looked at it and said, that's probably a great idea. But to get to that point, I would die. I'd go crazy. No, I'm definitely an anti-hair.
I have some relatives that use their nose hair as a comb over.
Forget about your aunts. I don't want to talk about
exactly.
them right now. We did that before.
How do you know?
Right.
You find a hair in the meatball, it's,
the uncles are all bald, and now we know. It's the aunts. So, yeah, that's a big pet peeve of mine, and I hate it. If anybody has a good defoliation technique that works, I want to know about it.
Put a little nair on your finger.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Stick some nair in there.
Right, that'll burn.
And then beware.
That'll clean your clock.
And clean the clock it did.
I love it. We were talking about brakes, and then you jumped right to nose hair.
Well, you get me started. What can I tell you?
It's the way things move here at Motormouth Radio, that's for sure. So speaking of moving...
It's theater of our untrained minds. Yeah, it's time for another break. The tequila just arrived.
Oh, good.
So look, when we come back, we'll have a word with Marty Shore, our other favorite magazine magnate from Motion Performance, and
yes.
his views on muscle cars.
Sounds good.
And another appraiser, Steve Linden, and how he got pointed out.
Right.
That was pretty good. I'm proud of that one.
I'm sure you are.
And I'll be broadcasting from where the action is.
That'd be great.
Fantastic. And Chris is going to talk very openly about his knob all after this break.
Right here at the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Stay with us.
Your car not running right? Let the Motormouths help you out at 516-572-7440.
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time. Motormouth Radio. On 90.3 FM, WHPC.
So, Linda, did you call Dad about lunch?
I've been calling him all morning.
Huh?
No answer.
Oh, he should be at home now.
Oh, what do you think?
Every year, one in three Americans over 65 falls at home. For older adults, any broken bone can be serious. A broken hip can be lethal. For information on making your home fall safe and bone friendly, visit orthoinfo.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, where staying on your feet is doctor's orders.
Got a car question? Give the Motormouths a call at 516-572-7440.
All right.
All righty. Welcome back to Motormouth Radio. We can't find the phone. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, screw the phone. We got tequila.
The best bits of 2009, 2010 here on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. And you know, sometimes we meet individuals that think exactly the same way we do.
That's scary.
That is scary. Some of them, of course, are more influential and have more lucrative careers than
I think all of them
well.
Are.
Speaking of which, here's Marty Shore from Motion Performance talking about how he sees the way muscle cars are treated nowadays. And It's a very interesting spin on this.
It is.
Let's check it out on the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. The best bits of 2009-2010 right here.
You know, today, you know, we got to live in the time we're living in, which is now. And now all of those cars are high-dollar collector cars.
Right.
Nobody uses them. They take them to shows. If you're lucky, you see one. But guys have them hidden under covers in their garages.
Right.
And the whole purpose of the car is gone.
Exactly. How do you feel about that, Marty, about people coddling them? What do you think about that?
Well, I think one thing you lose is you really lose what the car was built for.
Uh-huh.
So you get these guys who collect, you know, Copo Camaros, the aluminum cars, the 69 cars they built, and those cars were never meant to run on the street.
Right.
They were lousy street cars. I mean, they were built for a class. It only lasted one drag racing season. And the class was gone. The car was gone.
Right.
I've driven a couple of them on the street into pigs. You could, you know, a 396, 375 will eat it up in traffic lights, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But now those cars never see the drag strip.
No, of course not.
They don't see the street. They're under covers, and then they come out at auctions, and mm-hmm. they make this big fuss about one of 69, and it's one of four that was purple that had a green ashtray.
Right, right.
You know,
that's
and
great. Yeah.
Nothing that means anything to a real car guy.
Yeah, you know what? Marty hit that one right on the head.
Completely.
He's a voice of sanity in the car hobby.
I love the fact that he's talking about cars that are now $250,000 as pieces of junk.
And I want to see one with the green ashtray.
With that purple one, especially.
Right, right.
Okay. This is the one that truly...
This is the one, huh?
I think people really are sitting back and waiting for this one.
Yeah, I wasn't in the studio that day. I was at the Father's Day car show down at Fireman's Field, and I called in on a cell phone. That's why it may sound a little obscured.
Yeah, but right? The funny thing was talking about performance here. Marty sure will appreciate this next bit.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my longtime radio colleague, Ray Guarino, doing some Motormouth Radio field reporting on, shall we say, muscle car performance during his Father's Day show. And I'm in the studio with, of course, Levittown's favorite son, Mike Sims. Check it out right here on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. This one can't be missed.
Howie just pulled up next to me, and
okay, we gotta go.
I just walked over here by the tree so I could hear because his transmission is whining at me.
No, that's not his transmission. That's Howie.
Okay.
Because nobody whines like Howie.
There goes Frank. All right, here we go. Burn out from Frank. That was a burnout from Frank, our fearless president of Century Cruisers.
So he's setting the example. I love it.
Wow.
I'm looking at two big rubber marks with pools of melted rubber behind it. Where else do you get burnout coverage other than Fireman's Field?
Except the local high school. There's plenty of burnouts. Help yourself.
Yeah. Well, a few of my friends are here. Neil and Paul actually are here.
Those burnouts.
So those burnouts are here. But
he's going, hey, somebody called us. I heard burnout.
Yeah. But Frank is officiating the burnout. That's good. I never saw Frank break loose the ties before. I'm very impressed.
Nice. I don't even want to ask you what car he did it on. So
the Chevelle.
The less information about
the Chevelle, right?
Yeah,
right.
Gotta be the Chevelle.
Yeah, you guys. Remind me never to tell a secret to either of you guys.
Easy.
I love the smell of burnt rubber in the morning. You know, someone just did a burnout outside the back door out here. Chris, you smell that?
No, really?
Oh, those are Pro Tracks. I can tell the type of tire.
I thought the smoke was something else. You know, we're sitting here in the middle of an undisclosed area, enjoying some good conversation with some good people and doing the best bits of 2009, 2010.
And Mike just carved a ham. I want some horseradish with mine. Thanks, Mike.
She's using that switchblade.
Oh, some Striadel lady, yeah, with the black coffee. We're going to need that, too.
He's going to need the same switchblade.
I think he's driving us home.
You know, Ray is pretty good at calling him as he sees him. And all you have to do is just ask noted author.
See, Steve, I told you this was coming up. He's in the back.
Steve Linden. On the first time Ray saw Steve's Harley motorcycle. This is great.
Steve's not the only one with the discerning eye we found.
That's right. And the fact that you just jumped all over him.
It was right in my wheelhouse.
It certainly was. Here it is on the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Check it out.
Yep.
So what other bikes are in the Steve Linden stable?
Oh, I actually love them all. I have a 1970 Honda CB750. I have an old Harley Shovelhead, an old police bike I also
That's
love.
A cool one.
Yeah, the police bike was Canadian, right?
I guess we must have spoken about it.
After I met you at the Seacrest Diner that day, and yes. I came back and did the show, I talked all about it.
I changed that timing cover. You'll be happy to know.
Nice.
I got the correct timing cover.
Okay.
Wait a minute. What did Ray do?
Listen, I got to tell you, I pulled up there. I had my bike all shined up because I wanted to impress Ray. I think it was sitting there when you pulled up, actually.
Yes, it was.
It was sitting there when I pulled up, and the first thing Ray says to me is, that's the wrong timing cover.
There's a plate. It's a round plate that's about 2.5 inch in diameter, and you had a
V-twin one. I had,
you had the
on V-twin. Temporarily.
That's still an evolution, that timing plate. Where'd that come from?
The only thing wrong with the bike. It's 2 inches in diameter.
So now he knows he's not the only guy who can pick out oddities on a vehicle.
That's right. He got it.
And I tell you, Chris has done stuff like that as well. I've seen him pull things out that I had no... You're like, where'd you find that out?
But never 2 inches in diameter.
It's just, it was in my wheelhouse, Mr. Switzer.
Yeah, huh?
What can I say? That was amazing. You know, when you build these things, when you live them, you pick out the smallest detail. Just like, with the cat, he just jumps out at you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But just with the fact that you flustered.
Yeah.
Mr. Steve Linden, just that alone, was brilliant. I loved it.
I know, me too. So listen, we're at a great point in the show now. We're going to go to bonus hit one.
Wow, and you tell me that I'm the guy with all the jocking. I'm the jock, right?
Cue it up, Mr. Announcer. Tell us what we got.
Okay. Here's one of my favorites. I literally, once I heard this, I said,
priceless.
My God. This is what the motor mouths are known for. Going completely away from the subject of the cars. And we're doing this with Dennis the Goatman, of course. He's on the phone talking about Saturday Night Fever.
And he's over in the corner right now queuing up the album for later on when the dance music starts. There you go, Dennis, for you.
And all I can say is, it's so cool when you have an uncontrolled giggle fit.
Yeah.
Here it is on the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. Check it out. I want to be the other guy. I want to be TJ.
Yeah.
I want to be him.
Right.
I want to be a crazy guy with the cigarette lighter.
Tough guy.
That's what I want to be.
I thought you were the guy with the 64 Chevy.
Are you going to call me? Are you going to call me? Hey, Tony, you going to call me? Why don't you call me, Tony?
Hey, Father, can I talk to you about a problem? I told my girlfriend. She's a good Catholic.
She likes...
She loves the taste of communion wafer.
Oh!
All right.
I'm getting all misty now.
Still fired.
What was that?
Frankie, I'm sorry you got fired.
I just got mad. Eh?
Anyway.
Hey, Stephanie, I got fired today.
Oh, it's getting thick.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm reliving the dream all over again. Thank you, Dennis.
That's great. Oh, boy, that is... It's infectious, I tell you. That's some good stuff. Oh, good stuff indeed.
We're laughing right here all over
again. It's always fun when Dennis is in the house.
It's amazing when you have a giggle fit what happens.
Yeah. You don't get any radio done, that's for sure.
All right. Don't talk about anything important.
All right, so listen, Mr. Bobblehead. Let's start. We got one last one. Bonus hit two.
All righty. At the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza.
Back from July 5th.
Yes. We were talking about manual transmissions and the techniques therein. And the differences between
shifting them.
Yours and mine.
Quite different, I should say.
I'd like to consider myself gentle in my operation.
If not rubbery.
But you?
Not so much.
Not so much. But I have to admit, every time I hear this, I just howl. It has got to be the funniest thing. And it's the Motor Mouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. We're going to try and figure out how to bobble the knob.
Well, you will. I'm going to jam mine into gear and get going out of here.
Here we go.
Mine's real notchy, and I like it that way. I mean, it's like, when you take that thing out of gear, it, like, jumps back into the neutral gate. It really is tight. I like it like
you
that.
You hear it go clunk. It's like, that's what mine does. You
got probably your knee.
I think it was my tooth.
Oh, your hip. Clank.
Trying to find first. And I know if I...
you shift. I got to say, for people who have never ridden with Chris, you are the most flourishful shifter in the world. You really have a flair with your hand. It really just zings.
Here's what I was going to say before I thought better of it. I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay. Yes.
When you bobble the knob a little bit.
Oh, when you bobble the knob. Right. You knob bobble are you. Yes. Okay, when you bobble the knob. This now it all makes sense.
And you have to sit there and like massage it into first gear.
That's Mike's department. Leave him out of this. Come on. We'll see how he drives his Spitfire. I bet he has a manly shift in that Spitfire.
You have to massage it.
You grab the shaft thusly and jam it into its gate.
No, you have to like bobble it in there.
You see, so everybody has a different technique.
Clicks in nicely.
See, everybody has a different technique. Yes.
Instead of, a little caressing and then, you know, say nice things and then just drop it into gear.
Okay, but with all of that, you're having a problem.
I'm having a problem.
Jamming into that gate.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. And we still disagree on that to this day.
Completely.
I see Dawn over there. She's trying to power shift in the back of the room. I see she's got using a broomstick. But she's got the technique right.
She definitely got it right. So I'm smiling.
Yeah.
Anyway, this was the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day extravaganza. Ray, thank you so much.
Chris, thank you. This is a great year. And yo, now we start our new year.
That's right.
It's New Year's all over again for us.
Happy Mother's Day. Take care.
Happy Mother's Day.